Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, your kids are asking for them at this time of year, relentlessly asking for electronic gifts. They want the PlayStation 4, or they want the Xbox whatever, or they want, you know, new controllers, they want a new iPhone. It does not end, because I'm going through this myself, and so is our guest today, Dr. David Hill. He is the Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics and one of our fan faves here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. So let's jump right in to buying electronics for our kids, not throwing away the packaging, keeping the warranties, getting things to cover because they're going to break them. Give us your best advice on buying electronics.
Well, you know, I think what you want to do first is define, what is this thing going to be used for, right? Because a device is just a device, right? They all connect to the internet anymore. You can talk to people. They just all do everything. So the thing you want to know is, okay, we're going to bring this thing into the house, whatever it is, a phone, tablet, game system, computer. When you get it, what are you going to do for it? One of the rules that we have is content matters. So great, your kid wants, I don't know, an Xbox. Wonderful, you're going to play soccer, you're going to play, you know, FIFA 15 on that, fantastic. Still, how long are you going to play it? Is it going to be in your bedroom? Is it going to be out where all of us can watch it? Are you going to be allowed to have networking privileges on it? Because if you do, then you can talk to people from all over the world. How are they going to be monitored? Are you instead going to play something that is very violent? We can think of several examples here. I think of...
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty is a great example. That was the car thieving game. All of a sudden, I'm blanking on it.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, right? Grand Theft Auto 5. You know, these are things that really impact how kids behave and how they view the world. And before you go buying those games, you really want to think hard about, is this what I want to be teaching my child about the world? This is how the world works. Because electronics are amazing teachers. So the question is, what do you want them to teach? And you don't want to decide that after you've brought it into the home and everybody's all excited. You want to give it some thought now. Before everything gets unwrapped and set up, what are the ground rules going to be? Now's the time.
Okay, so you set those ground rules because in some instances, and I put my foot down, Dr. Hill, about, you know, the Call of Duty, but then my son turned 12, 13, 14, and it gets harder to turn those things away because all their friends have them, and you get the relentless questions. So then you have to really, monitor them, set time limits. But what about the actual buying of these things? If we've decided we're going to take the leap. Kids,
right.
I know kids personally who have gotten an iPhone and dropped it the next day, and it's all smashed.
Oh, yeah.
And their parents are like, okay, what now? Do you replace it? Or do you teach them a lesson and not? What do you do about all those kinds of lessons?
You know, I think, again, expectations are really important. We have an example in our own home. My youngest son has finally worked his way up to somebody else's used iPhone. So we're starting them with somebody's 4S, which is, you know, now if you take to the store, you get almost nothing for it in return. So, and we said, our next upgrade is coming up in May. So you know what? If you take great care of this phone until May, then, yeah, we'll probably upgrade you. If something happens to this phone before May, we got one more 4S lying around, and then we got some old 4s in a drawer, right? So, you know, lay it out on the front end and establish what are the expectations. Maybe if a child's got an allowance and got a way to earn money, say, you know what, if something breaks, I'm going to split this with you, you know, or I'm going to get it for you, but you're going to have to pay for it. There are a lot of ways to inculcate a sense of responsibility in your child, a sense of ownership. I think, you know, if they do something irresponsible and you're like, no, baby, we'll just get another, then you're kind of rewarding irresponsibility, right? So you want to talk about what are the consequences if something irresponsible happens? How are you going to engage the child in understanding that there are consequences and then in working toward whatever goal that child's got?
And just for parents listening out there, when you are giving electronics, remember to keep those warranties and then the owner's manuals. Kids are just going to toss that stuff and rip open the box. So make sure you keep all that stuff really, really great. Now, do you have some favorites, things that you absolutely want kids to have electronically? Do you like tablets? Do you like the iPhones? Do you like certain games?
You know, I don't, but I will tell you where to go for the best information. We really like commonsensemedia.org. They rate all sorts of games, videos, websites, movies, TV shows, and they are a great source of information that I know I, as a parent, and I study this stuff and talk about it all the time, I can't keep track of it all. I can't keep track of every single platform, every single game. They've actually got the staff to do that. And so really, before we watch anything or play anything in our house, we go to the Common Sense Media app or website first and say, now, is this appropriate for kids? We've got kids ages 10 to 16 right now. Is this right for which of those kids? What's in there? You know, maybe we don't care so much about language, but we really do care about sexual content or violence. They'll tell you what's in there, and they'll tell you what to look out for, and also give you some healthy alternatives if you find out that the thing your kid wants desperately may not really reflect your family's values or what you want your child to be learning.
And there is also ConsumerReports.org has great video games for the holidays and their ratings from the Entertainment Software Rating Board. Now, do you think that parents can look at these ESRB ratings that say mature, that say, you know, for everyone, that say that kind of thing, and that we can believe them?
You know, I think they are a very good start. And I have a lot fewer problems with ratings than may be misleading than I do with parents who blow right past it and, you know, will get their 6 or 7 year old kid a mature rated game. I encourage those parents after the fact. First of all, I say, please don't get your young child a mature rated game. They're rated mature for a reason. But second of all, if they don't know what's in the game, I'll say, hey, sit down and play this game. You know, go online and see some video clips. There's all sorts of sites and YouTube channels dedicated just to gaming. See what happens in this game. Don't buy a game that you haven't seen what some of the features are. And some of these games have features that I think would shock, really shock a lot of parents. You wouldn't let your kid watch a movie where these things are happening. You wouldn't take them out in the street and let them watch these things happen in real life. Why would you get them a highly immersive video game where they happen? So, you know, wherever you go for the education, go somewhere and get educated about what's in this game, and then decide if that really reflects the values you want your child to grow up with.
And also then other people that are buying your kids things, buy like an iTunes gift card or a Sony PlayStation Network card or one of those, and then do we monitor what they buy on that? Because once they've got the PlayStation and then they've got this new network card, and I like that you mentioned that they can talk to other people. My son does have a headset, but I sit in there for hours listening to what goes on when they talk, and I shame some of the other kids. But do we monitor what they use those cards for? Or do we let them buy whatever they want because someone gave them that card? We only have about 45 seconds.
You wouldn't do that with anything else, would you? Right? I mean, you want to know what they're using it for. You want to make sure that it reflects. Like, if somebody gave my kid a $20 bill, I'm going to let him go out and buy beer, right? So, you know, or cigarettes. This is just like any other gift certificate. You want the purchase to be monitored, and you want it to reflect the values that you hope your child's going to grow up.
10 seconds, Dr. Hill. Best advice for electronics.
You have an obligation as a parent to monitor and discuss with your child how they're going to be used.
Absolutely. And it's great advice. So parents listening, monitor your children, check out the games, look at the ratings, play the game with your child. That way you're going to know what's going on. Keep those warranties, buy cover pads for iPhones and tablets because you know they'll break them. But it's all a fun time for the holidays. This is Melanie Cole. Happy holidays from Healthy Children and Radio MD.